Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chuck Galeazzi with Helping Hands in Knoxville as he recaps the donations received during the holiday season. First off, K&I Careless just dropped off more food to you, Chuck. What's it mean, first off, to be able to receive that food today and help out here at Helping Hands?
Well, that's a boost for the next year. You know, I mean, it's nice to get that because we got a nice foundation for 2018. But, you know, it also puts the icing on the cake from an awesome, totally awesome holiday season. And Thanksgiving, when KNIA KRLS got involved and tried to help out there, we got the turkeys that we needed. And then we jumped into the Christmas season, which was awesome. Came in with, can you imagine, 124-pound turkey through the Little Red Radio and Hy-Vee. Usually I just get really scared, but this year it was easy because we had the product, we had the names, the people that needed it, and with the two seasons, we did 500 families, and that's just astronomical. People just don't understand that a little town like this can do that much, but we did, and it's just heartwarming, and we got a nice bump for the next year, and I'm just so happy.
Now, what's it mean to you, I guess, really, when you see all those donations come in and all that food come in? What's it mean to be able to provide for people that, you know, have a tough time providing for themselves and for their families, to be able to be that helping hand that, like you are here, to be able to give back and help those families in need?
Well, Helping Hands is just really a clearing house for the charity of Knoxville. We accept the things freely and give them away freely, but it takes the community to come together to look in their closets or their pocketbooks and come up with things to make this operation run, because it's a community effort. You know, all the churches come together, hopefully, and send us something. Individuals, organizations, the large corporations around here help us, and we really appreciate that. But it is a community effort, and we have to understand a community is gauged by how they help the least fortunate. You know, and that's your character. Knoxville's got a strong character going into 18.
Now, that's what I want to get to, too. After this holiday season, going into 2018, the Helping Hands isn't just a holiday-type charity. You guys work all year round to support here people in Marion County, people in Knoxville. What's the next step here now when you start the year for January and you go into the spring? What goes on here at Helping Hands?
Well, we're getting ready, you know, for everything to come in. People are starting to clean their closets out and bring things in. Hopefully, they'll bring money in. And it's just, we're here all year round, you know, for the people in need. And we just hope that people will think about that, of course, financially. And, you know, we always accept volunteers. Nobody here gets paid, and we don't sell any of our stuff. We would love to have you come in and help us sort through the things and present them to the community. If you can't do that, send some money or some things out of your closet.
That's my next question, too, when it comes to volunteers. What are some of the things that volunteers do around here?
Well, basically, we unload things from people pull in the alley, donate their things. We sort through them and set them out, and it goes out the front door. It's the same thing with the food. You know, we buy our food for 14 cents a pound at the Food Bank of Iowa. $100 will buy us $715 worth of food. So that's where the money comes in. Of course, you got to have the lights and the heat and everything else, you know, but it's you would just be sorting things out and setting them out for the public. And, you know, it's a community gathering place. This is a place where people come that needs hugs and a little bit of hand up.
When do you get ready for next year? When do you start planning ahead, going, okay, this is what we want to do next year?
Well, the sad thing about it is Helping Hands doesn't run off the business model. We run off the spiritual model, where we have unlimited assets. So we just try to meet the need at the moment. But, of course, we are hoping the community will see this and say, you know what? They need a hand. We want to make sure that the next month and the next month and the next month going into the next holiday season is very successful for the community and those in need.
So when it comes to Helping Hands and somebody might need some help, is there any qualifications, or does it matter? They just come in here, get what they need, or what is it? How does it work?
We don't have a litmus test whatsoever, except for the food. We like people to live on this side of the river in Marion County. If somebody comes from one of the other counties and needs something, we will give it to them on that day. But on a regular basis, that's the only qualification. We don't have qualifications for our crisis shelter upstairs for women and children, nor any of the articles that are given here, because people give them freely, and we can't pick and choose who we should give it to.
Is there anything else Knoxville listeners should know about Helping Hands? And two, who do they contact if they ever have any questions?
If they really need any questions answered, call Chuck Galeazzi at 842-4524. I'll help them the best I can with the answers that we have. And just, Knoxville, be proud of this place where you're taking care of those in need at this very cold time of the year with coats and hats and gloves. And God bless you and have a happy new year 2018.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Chuck Galeazzi from Helping Hands for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.